But here's the thing. Apparently, the front door entrance to happiness isn't working out so well. How could I say that? Research, life experience, and studies are sounding a red alarm right now. Do you realize that only 1/3 of Americans right now would say they're happy? The Harris Poll survey on happiness, this was a survey that just started about 10 years ago, that has tracked happiness across the nation. The point at which that indicator became its highest was at 35% in the last decade. Only 1 year. There was 35% of Americans said they were happy. There aren't a lot of smiles going around, in other words. 2/3 of Americans would describe themselves as sad. And by the way, clinical depression has increased tenfold in the last 10 years. Here's one. This will shock you. The World Health Organization has now said that the second leading indicator of disease in the next 5 years, depression, sadness. Wow, how can that be? And by the way, that's not just for younger generation. It's across all ages is what the research is showing. How is this possible? We live in a time in which a lot of front door entrances to happiness, things like technology, it's exploding. Things like access to education, it's fantastic. Variety and options all around us. But the Bible teaches over and over again, the front door entrance to happiness won't satisfy and won't bring happiness. Take Solomon's life, for example. He had all the front door entrances for happiness. Solomon had wealth. Solomon had a beautiful garden. Solomon had all sorts of connections to the entertainers of his day. Solomon had lots of wives, although I would say that wouldn't cause happiness. That would be difficult. Solomon had everything that you could imagine. And you know what a great book of the Bible is one that he read, the one that he wrote, Ecclesiastes. A lot of truth, a lot of wisdom in the book of Ecclesiastes. But you know what you get when you read that book? You get a sad, grumpy old man. Not happy. Solomon didn't have it. Here's the thing. We must remember that there's a back door to happiness, as there's a back door to many of our homes. We forget about it, but there is a back door. And I think that's what Jesus is getting after. That's the point of his prayer here in John chapter 17. Jesus closes out his prayer in verse 11 with these words, "Holy Father, keep them in your name which you have given to me, that they may be one, even as we are one." What is the back door to happiness? Unity. Helping another person. I'm going to use a word that's not a word. How about this one? One anotherness. Not a word. Can you say that for a second? Can you say, how about this word? I don't want to teach you bad grammar. How about this one? One another. Can you say that? Let's say that together. One another. Okay. This is the secret sauce of happiness. It's in Jesus' prayer. One another. So I'm going to say a word, and then you fill in the blank with one another. Can you do that? Right, let's try it. Encourage
one another.
Oh, that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Very good. Bear with
one another.
Oh, very good. That's Ephesians chapter 4. Pray for
one another.
Awesome. James 5. It's like you're in confirmation. You guys are excellent. How about this one? Serve
one another.
Very good. Galatians chapter 5. Love
one another.
1 John chapter 3. That's the secret sauce. One another. Unity. You see, the front door to happiness that's going to be promoted in the world and around your life, it will not bring happiness. The back door does.